third perek of Ma'aseh's Mishnah Yud, continuing the halachas of something growing in a chotzer, which we learned before. You can only pick one at a time, but if you pick two, then you can't eat them without taking off Ma'aseh. Now, Te'ena she'yamedes v'chotzer v'noisa lagina. It's planted, a fig tree which is planted in a chotzer, but the branch is sticking out into a garden. A garden is not like a chotzer. Therefore, orichol kedalka upata. If you're eating in the gina from the branches that are sticking into the garden and it's not in the chotzer, then it's like eating in the field, which you could eat as much as you want as long as you're not eating a full meal out of it. If it's planted in the gina but has branches going through the chotzer, orichol achas achas upata. You only eat one at a time. If you pick two together, then you have to take a ma'aseh before you eat it. In other words, we're saying that we don't go by where it's planted, we go by where you eat, where the branch is, and therefore where you're going to be eating it. When mez bars v'noit v'chusar, it's not a mission we discuss in respect to various other halachas. So if you have a tree planted in Eretz Yisrael and has branches going to chutzlar, it's the chayiv and shumas and ma'aseh, or the other way around, it's planted in chutzlar, v'noit v'la'aretz, hakol ha'lachacha ika. In respect to shumas and ma'aseh, we go where it's growing from, so we don't care where the branches are. If the trunk is growing out of Eretz Yisrael, it's and the same thing, somebody in the time that Yoivu was Noyeg, there's a special status of things, houses, or in this case, even trees, sold in the Bote Arichoyma, that you have 1 year to redeem it, and if you don't redeem it within that year, then it remains to the one who bought it. Whereas if it's out of the Bote Arichoyma, and there's different halachas, then you can't redeem it for 2 years, and afterwards one can redeem it. So here it says, Hakol Holach Acha Ikar, the same status, that you go by where the tree is growing from, it's growing within the wall, and it has a din of walled city, and as we said before, you have the right, the owner has the right to redeem it within a year, and afterwards he loses his right. And if it's growing out of the city, then it does not have that status, even though the branches are sticking into the wall space. Well, Bari Miklad Hakol Oilach Acha Anoif, the Gemara says over here, it means it's Yaholach Acha also the noise. In other words, if the person's running away, he killed the Shegeg, so the girl or down the family of the murdered person are allowed to run after him and kill him until this person gets into the Ir Miklad. So he jumps onto a tree, whether the base of the tree is in the Ir Miklad or the branches of the tree are in the miklat. As long as any part of the tree is in the Ir Miklat, we treat the entire tree as being part of the Ir Miklat, and you're not like to this person anymore. And Yerushalayim, in respect to Ma'aseh Sheni, also Kolo Echa Acha Hanoif, this mission holds the same thing. That we go also the Chumra, that we treat a tree, that any part of the tree is in Yerushalayim, the Chumra, that if part of the tree is outside of Yerushalayim, we treat it as a status of outside of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat the Shumas and Maises over there. That's the opinion of this Mishnah. In the last halacha, we don't paskin like this. We paskin that in respect to Ma'aseh Sheni, we go by the walls of Yerushalayim. Whatever is within the wall has a status of being in Yerushalayim. Whatever is out of the wall has a status of being outside of Yerushalayim.